act to protect yourself and your property. Fires can threaten suddenly and without warning. Be prepared to enact your bushfire survival plan without receiving any emergency warning. The CFS cannot guarantee a fire truck will be there to protect your property, so you need to know what the bushfire dangers are for your area. On a daily basis, know the fire danger rating for your area and what you need to do. Act decisively the moment you know there is danger. Watch for signs of fire, especially smoke and flames. Put your bushfire survival plan into action. Avoid a wait-and-see response. Act with information. Look and listen for information on television, radio, internet, mobile phones, and by speaking with neighbours. CFS website www.cfs.sa.gov.au. Bushfire Information Hotline 1300 362 361. ABC Local Radio across Australia. Our other emergency broadcast partners: 5AA Radio, Sky News Television, Wind Television, Commercial Radio Australia. Full list available on our website. Bushfire, Watch and Act, and Emergency Warning Messages. There are three types of bushfire messages that will alert you to a bushfire. Advice message. A fire has started. There is no immediate danger. This is general information to keep you up to date with developments. Watch and act message. A fire is approaching you. Conditions are changing. You need to start taking action now to protect you and your family. Emergency warning message. You are in danger and need to take action immediately. You will be impacted by fire. This message will be preceded by an emergency warning signal, a siren sound. Emergency alert telephone warning system. In an emergency in your area, you may receive a message via your landline to service location, or mobile based on your billing address, advising you of the nature of the emergency and where you can go for more information. Remember that power failures will prevent cordless phones from working. Fires may damage telephone infrastructure in your area, or the fire may be travelling too fast to get a warning out. For more information on Emergency Alert, please visit www.emergencyalert.gov.au. Do not wait for a warning message before you act. Do not rely on one single source for emergency warning information.